Good morning. Just a couple of notes before the service begins this morning. First of all, our son, while he was home over break, tested positive for coronavirus, so he quarantined in our basement until he went back to his place. He needed to make sure that he was wasn't going to get super sick or anything like that. I'll be keeping my mask on as I move around the building. When I called the health department, since our family's fully vaccinated, they said just keep your mask on while you're out and about, and test after 5 to 7 days. So we'll be taking tests tomorrow to get some more information on that. So that's where we're at right now. Just telling, letting everybody know that. And then also, we won't be having the children's message this morning because I'm not going to bring the children up front. I've got enough room here that I feel that's all good. So the other announcements that we have this morning, little change in next week's youth group. Next week's youth group, Sunday, December 5th, is a caroling. Since we won't be going into the nursing homes for caroling this year, we'll be going to different homes for caroling outside of homes, so dress accordingly, and that'll start at 3 o'clock. Is that right, Peggy? 3 o'clock, so we're going to be leaving from the church here right around 3 o'clock. Okay, and then after they're done with that, they'll come back to church for a $10 gift card exchange. So each youth, junior high and senior high, each youth, junior high and senior high, bring a $10 gift card for that exchange. And then later in the evening, there'll be some pizza and game time. If the young men would bring a drink and the young ladies bring a dessert, that would be fantastic. I also want to remind everybody of 6:30 midweek Advent services. And there are also Advent devotions on the gray shelf out in the new addition. It's connecting the two buildings. And let me see here. I know I sketched something else out. Oh, don't forget there's snow removal sign-up sheets and live nativity sign-up sheets out also in the addition on the gray shelf. Okay, now that we've got to those things going, we'll... Yes! No youth group today. That is correct. No youth group today. All right. We turn now to open up with our opening hymn, Lift Up Your Heads, You Mighty Gates.
Greetings. In the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we welcome you to the 8 a.m. November 28th, 2021 worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in this morning's broadcast are Dennis Knauer, Linda McEwen, and Casey Jones. Our organist is Dora Thompson, and our opening hymn is number 341, Lift Up Your Heads, Ye Mighty Gates, hymn number 341, found in the Lutheran service book. John Beaver is sponsoring the flowers on the altar and the radio broadcast to the glory of God in loving memory of Kathy Beaver's November 26th birthday and their November 27th wedding anniversary.
The
us rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We continue now with our responsive song. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me.
Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths.
Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long.
Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from of old.
Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me. For the sake of your goodness, O Lord.
Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he instructs sinners in the way.
He leads the humble in what is right, and teaches the humble his way.
All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his testimonies.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son. And to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come that by your protection we may be rescued from the threatening perils of our sins and saved by your mighty deliverance. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated for the reading. The Old Testament reading for this, the first Sunday in Advent, is from the book of Jeremiah, the 33rd chapter, beginning at the 14th verse. Behold, The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will dwell securely. And this is the name by which it will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Catechetical Review. In regards to the Ten Commandments, what is the first commandment?
You shall have no other gods.
What does this mean?
We should fear, love, and trust in God above all things.
The epistle reading from 1 Thessalonians, the 3rd chapter, beginning at the 9th verse. What thanksgiving can we return to God for you? For all the joy that we feel for your sake before our God, as we pray most earnestly night and day that we may see you face to face and supply what is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, as we do for you, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the singing of the Alleluia. Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 19th chapter. When Jesus had said these things, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he drew near to Bethpage and Bethany, at the mount that is called Olivet, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village in front of you, where on entering you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever yet sat. Untie it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' you shall say this: 'The Lord has need of it.'" So those who were sent went away and found it just as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, "Why are you untying the colt?" And they said, "The Lord has need of it." And they brought it to Jesus, and throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. And as he rode along, they spread their cloaks on the road. As he was drawing near, already on the way to Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." He answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out." This is the gospel of the Lord. Having heard the gospel of our Lord, we confess our common Christian faith through the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated as we continue with the singing of the sermon hymn.
Hymn of the day is hymn number 3. 332, Savior of the Nations Come. Hymn number 332, found in the Lutheran Service Book.
Morning from the Gospel of St. Luke. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Thus far the words of our text. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So as we can tell this morning, the Advent wreath is up. The Advent banner is hanging. Today is the first Sunday in Advent. And with the first Sunday of Advent means we begin a brand new church year. And as we begin the church year, what are we doing? We are looking forward to the coming of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We are coming and looking forward to our Savior's arrival. We have Advent. We have Christmas all wrapped up in the nature of God with His innate holiness, right? Why is it that we need a Savior? How come we need a Savior? Well, sometimes we may not recognize that because our old Adam is so absolutely immersed in the world and what it sees and lives is considered absolutely normal. Violence and immoral acts, bloodshed, all of these things are average everyday occurrences for all of us, and they seem to be the way of the world, the way things go, but it is not so. The world is not intended to be this way. The world is not intended to be like this. The world is intended to be perfect. Things were broken. But what happened? You know what happened. This is part of your history, your story. That God broke into history and gave us His Word.
and it is by divine revelation, then we understand that the world is broken. What looks normal to us, we understand, is not normal. It is abnormal. It is broken. Not just broken, but the world is cursed beyond our own imagining. The Bible gives us the account of creation. The account that was written under divine inspiration by Moses himself tells us how our first parents sought to be as God is, to be like God. Adam and Eve listened to a word, but it was not the word of God. They listened to the word of the tempter, the word of the father of lies, the liar himself, who was a liar and a murderer from the beginning. And when they hearkened unto his word, what happened? Death. Death came into the world when they hearkened unto his word, and with that death came warfare between mankind and the Creator. Where once there is peace, there is now not peace. God the Father, he who is and he who is holy, promised that one would come who would make peace between heaven and earth. The divinely inspired scripture is then the account of the family of the Savior, the tracing of how the war between mortal people and God himself came to an end. And if this were a novel, can you imagine this? If this were a novel or a movie, it would be a novel of intrigue, a novel of princes, a novel of warfares on a grand scale. It would be a novel of rebellion and reclamation. So what we begin this Sunday, what we begin this day, is the grand retelling of how the world has been redeemed, purchased, and won, how rebel children were brought back and grafted into the Father's family. Now we begin a year of the church in which there is warfare on a cosmic scale, angel princes and hellish demons moving nations. It is a story of lies and a story of intrigue. It is a story of miracles. It is the story of the divine breaking into the mundane. It is what we begin this day. The account of the very Son of the true and living God breaking into this world, not to conquer it, but to redeem it and bring it back to his Father, to buy it back with his own dear, precious blood. Here is the account we find ourselves, our own selves, in. One day we are rebels who have foolishly wandered away from our Father. The next we are wayward children imploring the forgiveness of our Heavenly Father. Why the triumphal entry then today? Why on the first day of Advent do we have a triumphal entry? Jesus going into Jerusalem. It seems odd, it seems weird, it seems kind of backward, but it's not. At the beginning of Advent, we find this Jesus of Nazareth riding on a colt, riding into the city of Jerusalem, the city of peace. The church year begins with this. The church year begins with this tantalizing peak towards the end of the account. Right? The tantalizing peak at the end before we rush back to the very beginning. Imagine that we didn't know how this account was going to end, how this story was going to end, how this grand tale ends. And imagine that you are observing it for the very first time. Focus your attention. All these little details that are so odd, so strange, so different. Different to our minds and to our ears. A colt. Why a colt? Why is this man riding into the city on a colt? Why is a colt being untied? Why is the colt being brought to Jesus? Find and loose. Find and loose. Do you catch those words? Find and loose and bring to Jesus. Friends in Christ, think of the holy things that were set apart for the work of our Lord Jesus Christ, for the Holy One of God. There is a colt that had never been ridden. A tomb in which no one had ever yet been laid. And as soon we shall see in the next few weeks, a virgin who had in yet no way known a man. These things are set apart for holy use by a holy and gracious God. Back to the colt. There we see an encapsulation of Jesus' work and what he came to do. Find that which is bound. And loose it and bring it to Jesus. Jesus had come to set free those bound and captive under sin's power. We sit here intent on understanding this because we at one time have been bound. We have been set free. We have put chains back on ourselves time and time again, only to have them shattered again by this very Savior, Jesus Christ. We would do well, so well, to cry out with Jesus' disciples, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Having this glimpse, this look ahead into see what is coming down the road, taking this very look on the road of Christ, we start and expect Him to ride into the holy city, there to be welcomed by His very people, to claim His throne as the Son of David, and to reign amongst His people. What a glorious time, what a glorious thing, what a glorious and grand time it will be. So soon, though, we will flash back to the birth of this Jesus of Nazareth, this Holy One of God, this one who has been set apart for the great, good and gracious work of our God. On the eve of His birth, we will hear the angels announce His arrival. In joy, we will sing their song. In joy, we will hear their words. "Do not fear, for unto you this day in the city of David is born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God in the heavens and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, goodwill toward men upon whom His favor rests." Oh yes, that night when we gather together on Christmas Eve to sing and say those things, our minds will come back to this very morning, this first Sunday in Advent, where we will recall the days of the triumphal entry. Yes, this we know, this we remember, for this is the chant of the people of Jerusalem. Peace in heaven, glory in the highest. God and man are reconciled. This carpenter from Nazareth has come. The war is ended. Reconciliation is achieved. Let us sing and cheer as we follow the Savior to His throne. And we will cheer Him through the church year as He chases the money changers from the temple. And we remember with the disciples, zeal for His house will consume Him. We will look on dumbfounded as some refuse to recognize the Messiah who has come. We will stand in awe at His words. We will stand with mouths agape when the reality, though, of what is going on begins to strike us, begins to settle in. What we thought would be a kingly reign soon turns to the chants and the screams of "Crucify Him! Crucify Him!" What we thought would be a throne, we will find it is not so. A crown of gold that was in our minds turns into a crown of thorns. A cross becomes the chair. And slowly will John the Baptist's words begin to take hold. "A lamb, a lamb." Isn't that what John said? John said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." It is not the reign of God, it is the Passover of God. But how is this so? How is this possible? It is not what we expected. It is not what we anticipated. How can it be? And yet it must be. It must be that the Virgin Mother who gave birth to Him now weeps at the foot of His cross as she watches her Son give His life for the sin of the world. We will be astounded on Easter morning with an empty tomb, and we shall find beyond our wildest imaginations that our peace was won. It was had by a sacrifice of the one and only Son, the true and living God. We who could not reconcile ourselves to God, we who could not make peace with our Heavenly Father, we who could not bring an end to the warfare, we who could not reconcile ourselves are reconciled through the work of this Jesus, whose birth we now anticipate, whose birth we will celebrate, and whose life we will trace. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. All of that, every single piece of it, it begins today. It begins for us again this day. We pick up the story near the beginning of the end. And then we shall jump back in time to the promises that were being made. We shall be astounded at Elizabeth's pregnancy, mesmerized by Gabriel's proclamation. We will follow Joseph to Bethlehem. And so, over this time, this new church year, come. Come once again and hear your family's history. Come and hear your family's story. Come and hear it repeated for you yet again so that you may hear and you may take it to heart as we say amongst ourselves to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest this word of God. Come and hear it through the words of those who are eyewitnesses to these happenings and see it through their eyes. Hear and see and continue to believe. Have your faith in Jesus strengthened. Can you hear? Can you hear the words? Blessed is he. Blessed is he. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and on earth. And so for us, prepare the royal highway, for comes to us the King of Kings. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and minds through the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us now please rise for the singing of the offertory.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
Have been sharing in the morning worship at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street in Lincoln, Illinois, where you just heard Reverend Mark Thompson deliver this morning's message. If you cannot be physically present, join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 a.m. over WLLM 1370 a.m. or WLLM 105.3 FM or on Facebook Live, or on the internet at www.zlclinc.org. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of our Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 217-732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from age 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. If you would like more information concerning our school, please contact the school office at 217-732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen.
Let us rise for prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you this day thanking you for your grace and mercy shown to us in and through your Son, our Savior Jesus. As we travel the season of Advent, grant that we think about our need for a Savior and the fulfillment of your promise to save us that will be made manifest at the birth of Jesus. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, we thank you for the birth of John and Catherine Brunchen's daughters, Lillian Grace and Macy Marie. Catherine and John, thank you for the Christian friends and family who have prayed for them, and that you have answered those prayers with a yes and have brought mother and children safe through the delivery. And now we ask you to continue watching over them, that they continue to develop strong and healthy, and that in faith in your promises, the girls be brought to the waters of holy baptism, there to be made your children and heirs of salvation. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Lord, you have given us yet another holiday to celebrate with family and friends. As many have traveled back and forth to homes and families' homes, we ask for your mercy on all those who are now headed back to their houses. We ask you to keep them all safe on the highways, giving thankful hearts to each one upon their arrival at their doorstep. Lord, in your mercy. Dear God, as we sift through alarming news reports of coronavirus variants, armies massing on borders, civil unrest in streets, immorality becoming the new morality, we ask that you give us strong and wise leaders in both church and state, so that we would be able to weather these trying times with our faith in your grace and mercy intact, and in each new trial, be able to say, it is well with my soul. It is well. Lord, in your mercy. These and all other petitions in our hearts and minds, we bring before your throne of grace and mercy as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of your holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and grant thee his peace.
The closing hymn is number 725, Children of the Heavenly Father. Hymn number 725 found in the Lutheran service book.
Thank you.
Just those reminders. Please check the notes on no youth group today, but youth group next week. Also remember the sign-up sheets on the gray shelf out in the new addition. It's for snow removal and live nativity and the other activities. Please, for other activities going on, remember to look in your Zion's light. And remember, midweek Advent service, well, I almost said Lenten services. Midweek Advent services coming up here starting this Wednesday. For all of you who are visiting or guests today, welcome. If you see somebody you don't recognize, please stop and say hello to them and welcome them. And if you're traveling on the highways today, may the Lord bless your traveling and bring you safely to your homes. And may the Lord bless all of you. May He bless your comings in and your goings out from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.